It's just you and me, mother, in this endless desert. Hang on for me, Hagar, till it's done. For it's bound to get worse before it gets better for Abraham's bastard son. Isaac, I wonder what's laid on your table. I wish to taste the food that you eat. For I'm hungry and thirsty, and every breath hurts me. Can't escape the pain even in sleep. For my dreams, they run wild with all the injustice that's been the fate of me and more. My father and Sarah, I wonder if they discuss us, speak of our lives as a mended floor. It was Sarah's device of shameful resentment for herself where a story first unfolds. She wanted to give Abraham a descendant, but her womb had grown far too old. Now keep this in mind, they lived only for their God, who promised them a son, who would build up a nation. But Sarah grew impatient, came up with a plan to jump the gun. She said, husband, I'm too old to bear you a child, but your slave girl could give you her womb. Maybe once when I was young, pretty and wild, now I'm one in the tomb. She was persuasive as Eve with the fruit, as women often are. She said, surely you want a boy to dig in your roots. His descendants will outnumber the stars. So my father took my mother into her tent and conceived me there that night. Not yet sure of the full extent of their dark deeds brought into light. My father loved me, did my mother, and Sarah tolerated me. We became a family, a part of each other, but what would come we did not foresee. For Sarah's womb pulled strength for a fetus to be formed into something into conflict. Fate, it did lead us into much darker days. They called the boy Isaac, treated him like an angel. He was a miracle as I ever did see. So she cried.